This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello!
Hello, and thank you for all your fantastic comments and recipes. Comments from almost 50 different countries, from Algeria to Vietnam, and from Colombia to Kazakhstan. Great to see so many responses. Keep them coming. You can write to us at learnenglish.britishcouncil.org or via Facebook. Look for Elementary Podcasts.
We got some great recipes from Spain, Greece, Kazakhstan, Armenia, or we could set up an international restaurant.
Yeah.
Both Felix and Eduardo from Spain sent us recipes for Spanish omelette. I might try that. Elmira in Kazakhstan told us how to make a traditional fish dish called koktal, using carp. Now, British people don't usually eat much carp, but I might try this one.
Mm. Then for dessert, Idoya taught us how to cook rice and milk.
Mm.
And if we want a drink, then Nina Magalhães in Brazil told us how to make caipirinhas. But they're an alcoholic drink, so not for everyone.
Skybase noticed that Ravi made a mistake. Ravi said that fish and chip shops in Britain serve 250,000 meals a year. But the real number is 250 million meals a year. Well spotted, Skybase.
Now, if you've listened before, you'll remember Carolina. She's from Venezuela, and she's a student at Newcastle University in the northeast of England. She lives with her best friend Emily, and she's part of the Environment Society with her boyfriend Jamie. Last time we heard from her, she was going back to Venezuela for the summer. Let's meet her again.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Oh, Carolina! Hi! Welcome back!
Oh, hello, Emily.
Oh,
it's so good to see you.
You too. How was your summer?
Great. And yours?
Yeah, good.
Oh, let me take my suitcase to my room and, you know, take my clothes.
Unpack, you mean?
Oh, that's the word. Unpack. You know, I think I've forgotten a lot of English in the summer. I've only spoken Spanish. No English at all.
Oh, don't worry. You'll soon remember. But it's funny, you know. I think your accent is stronger. More Spanish. I mean, Venezuelan.
Oh, dear.
No, it's nice. I like your accent. You start unpacking and I'll make a cup of tea.
English tea. Do you know, Emily, I think I've missed English tea. We drink more coffee at home in Venezuela. Just let me unpack my things and I'll see you in the kitchen.
Hello? Can I come in?
Sure.
Here you are. A nice cup of English tea.
Oh, thanks, Emily. Here, sit down on the bed. Let me move these t-shirts.
Oh. Wow, Carolina. Look at all these clothes.
I know. I bought quite a lot of things in Venezuela. My parents put some money in my bank account for this year. And I don't know. I went a bit crazy, I think. I was so careful with money last year. I don't know. Anyway, look at these jeans. Cool, huh?
They're lovely. And I love that dress.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, it's really sexy. Oh, you look great in red.
Yes. I think I'll wear it the first time I go out with Jamie.
Oh.
He's coming back tomorrow.
Jamie. That's right. What happened between you two in the end? First of all, he didn't phone to say goodbye before you left, and you were like, oh, he didn't phone. Oh, it's all over. Then I got an email from you, and everything was Jamie this and Jamie that, and oh, I'm so happy. What happened?
I'm sure I wasn't that bad, Emily.
Well, nearly. Come on, what happened?
Well, yes, I was a bit upset when I got the taxi to the station. But then he phoned, just as I was getting out of the taxi. And he said he was really sorry, but he'd got confused with the days, and he thought I was leaving the next week. So that's why he didn't phone. What?
Just... You know I like Jamie, Carolina, but it's a strange thing to forget. The day your girlfriend goes off to Venezuela for the summer.
Anyway, that's what happened. And we've been emailing and texting all holiday. And he says he can't wait to see me when he gets back. And, ooh, I'm so happy.
Well, I'm glad he phoned and I'm glad you're still together.
And what about you? Any news on your love life?
Love life? What love life?
Oh, Emily.
Seriously, I haven't had a love life since last year when I went on that study trip to France. Jacques, I really liked him, but then he didn't... Well, I didn't... Oh, I don't know. And that was the last man in my life.
You got that Valentine's card?
Anonymous.
So? It shows someone likes you.
It was from my mother. She feels sorry for me.
And you like the man who delivers the pizzas? The one with the long hair?
He says, here's your pizza. And I say, thank you very much. A beautiful relationship. We have so much in common.
Okay, that's enough. Listen, what about dinner? Is there any food in the house? Shall we go out? We could order a pizza. You can answer the door.
Yeah, I'll wear your new red dress. Oh, it's good to have you back, Carolina.
Oh, nice to hear Carolina again. Now, here's an interesting thing. Carolina and Emily hadn't seen each other for a while, a whole summer, and they hugged each other and kissed. I find this interesting because people think the British are quite cold and reserved. So I'm interested in what people do when they meet people or see old friends again. What do you do, Rob?
When I see old friends again, I usually hug them. But what do you do when you meet people or see old friends again? Do you hug? Do you kiss? Do you shake hands? Do you bow? Write to us and let us know. Now, do you remember Carolina forgot a word? Listen to this.
Let me take my suitcase to my room and, you know, take my clothes.
Unpack, you mean?
Oh, that's the word. Unpack.
When you put things into a bag, you pack your bag. So, when you take things out, you unpack. The un prefix shows an opposite. You do something, and then maybe later you undo it. You might see the word undo on your computer.
We also use un with adjectives. For example, happy, unhappy, usual, unusual. Look out for exercises about this on Learn English. But that's all we've got time for today. Mm. So remember to write to us at learnenglish.britishcouncil.org or on Facebook. Look for Elementary Podcasts.
And you can look for Carolina, who will be starting her blog again on learnenglish.britishcouncil.org. Watch out to see what she writes there, and you can write to her too. We'll be back next time, and Tess and Ravi will be here again. So, until then, bye!
Bye!
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.